Hi everybody, Michelle from Boo Sounds here. It's February 21. My boo is there God? My answer is affirmative. Yes, a big emphasis on yes, because I have had life where it hasn't been bad per se, but I have, for me, I have just encountered God in such tangible ways that I can't help believing. Now you say, tangible? How can that be? Well, start from the beginning, or as close to the beginning as I can. For many years, I had believed in God. Right from junior high onward, I just felt called to Him. Some people, you know, I kept hearing my name, Michelle. Just in this gentle voice, and nobody was in the room. Now, some people would say, oh, you have schizophrenia. Mm-mm. No. You know, and I'd also, you know, how you can be haunted by what people say or whatever. Well, I was almost tormented by that. Anyway, and that can happen for anybody. But as I grew up, I just found that my faith in God just grew. I started going to a church, Avonmore United, here in town, and I started learning about God, and then I moved away to an acreage, and some people, I might have mentioned it, where some things happened, some good, some not so good, and I came back into town, started attending church again. And, again, I believed, but after a while, for no apparent reason that I could think of, I just turned away from God. I just got involved with the flea market biz, and just decided to go from there. Well, after the flea market, I then, you know, I thought, you know, well, first of all, we quit the flea market. And, you know, we just decided, well, we'll go back to we'll go back to church. Well, we went back to Avonmore for a while. And then through an interesting scenario, a couple of scenarios, the first being with our basement was flooded. And it's like, okay. You know, it's almost like we're being told to, you know, stay on this side of the river. But we've said, oh, we'll keep going. Then we went again, and whoa, did we have a close call. I had an aquarium at the time, and I had a leak coming from some part of it. And I had a power bar. Getting most of them, some of the items plugged in. Well, some water believe it or not, leaked onto the power bar, touched it, but there was no fire. And you can't tell me. The people say, oh, that's coincidence. It's coincidence. Well, tell me this. We stayed on our side of the river, and we decided, well, we went for a while, and I said, George, I'm needing some spiritual meat. I need to get into a church. And in the summer, he said, what do you suggest? Well, back in the summertime, we went and we visited. It was a community carnival. The community carnival was of a church nearby. And so we had a good time. I just sent something about the pastors, and by October, we were both firmly in that church. And through that church, God really started to work in us. George became part of the sound ministry, and I started my own ministry of painting, like for the service, amongst other things. But here's some deeper things. Well, first of all, we met these really cool people. I would trust them both in a heartbeat. The pastors, first of all, are a spiritual mom and dad. And these two people were spiritual mentors as well. So anyway, but when he came to Christ, he did the research to prove that he did not exist without the Bible. Well, he found that Jesus existed. Just by other people's accountants, or not accountants, but experiences that were recorded. And so, you know, that tells me that there's something there. But beyond that, here's another thing. I've had incidents where I've been in a camp and even when there we'd have the altar call, and just tangibly, it's almost like, you know, love, the whole room would fill with love, and it's just so amazing. I've had, when we had sewer problems, our first time, I was just so upset, and right in my right ear, I heard, don't worry, I'll take care of you. And we've been blessed by not having to worry about that. But I won't get further into that, because I feel that there should some discretion needs to be used with that. There's also, like, as I've spoke before about our decluttering, I was sitting on my front step one time, and, you know, worrying about how I'm gonna take care of this house, and in my radio again, I heard, Michelle, if you get into the community more, I will help you with this house. And he has. We're better than We're finally moving forward with regards to that. But in other words, there have been many experiences that have shown me God in my work, or work in my life. Eleven years ago, when we came to this church, I was a different person. I was living on the edge. I was worrying. Well, what I mean by living on the edge is I was worrying a lot. Looking for self-gratification and buying things to fill that void. At that time, I was hooked on aspartame, in Diet Colas. And that's one of the worst things you can be hooked on. And through that church, I attended a group called Just Jesus and Me, and found out that, I have a lot to work on. I still do. But He has made my life so rich, and it's bound to get richer. I just feel that, and learning how to trust in Him and stuff. So, I felt Him in so many ways and encountered Him, in so many ways. There were people sometimes where, I could say, "Oh, I'm okay." And they'd say, "What's going on?" I got so that I trusted a lot of people, whereas before I wouldn't. So, yes, there is a God. And He loves us all so very much, whether you believe or not. He wants you to believe. But he won't force it on you. And neither will I. So I'll leave it at that. And I just I'll leave it open to any discussion or direct messages. If you have any questions, please feel free to DM me. Talk to you later. Bye for now.